Well, Coach Rigsby, what has it been like at school this week after the school reached their first state quarterfinal appearance in football?
Obviously, everybody's pretty excited around here. It's been a while since we've been around this far into the playoffs. And the kids are excited, the community is excited, and then, around school's pretty amped atmosphere for the last couple days, for sure.
And quite a turnaround from a couple of weeks ago when you got into the playoffs at 5-4, maybe thinking at that point there wasn't even going to be room for the Titans to make their way into the postseason. So what's it been like going from where you were there 2 weeks ago to now?
Yeah, at one point in the season, we were actually 2-4. So we our mantra was kind of 1-0, 1-0. We have to win every single week. So we've been playing essentially playoff games for us ever since then. We knew we had a pretty decent team. We played a pretty front-loaded schedule. We're playing the Tri-Valley, as in the Gibson Cities and the D-Max of the world early in our schedule. And we thought maybe if we could survive that and get a little bit better as we went through the season, that we'd have a chance to give ourselves a chance at the end. And obviously the big game for us was that Eureka game at the end of the season. We found a way to go to Eureka and beat a 6-2 team and get ourselves into the playoffs. So we've been just kind of riding that since we did that, and that was obviously a big game atmosphere for us. And, we played two close ones the last couple weeks, had some pretty good draws, in my opinion. And, we found ourselves into the third round, and, are really excited to be there and really excited to play another conference school and see what happens from there.
Well, team, that, as you alluded to, you had played earlier back in the third week of the season against Gibson City, Melvin Sibley. What from that game might be helpful to know for this matchup, or do you not expect there to be much carryover since it was so long ago?
Well, there'll be some carryover in terms of schemes and things like that. For the most part, they know what we do and we know what they do. Coach Allen's been doing a great job for many years. So, we know it's a tough place to go over there and play. We've had some battles over there over the past couple of years. We played there in the playoffs, actually the first round last year, and went over there and got beat up pretty good in the first round of the playoffs last year. So we know we got our hands full for sure. But some scheme-wise, obviously some things carry over there. Now, we feel like, we've got some different personnel playing right now, and we feel like we're playing better football than we were at that point in the year. But I'm sure they've improved as well. So, either way, it's going to be a very difficult challenge for our kids. We know they're a well-coached football team, play very good offense and defense, and we're going to have to go over there and play really, really well to find a way out of there.
And does that familiarity help with the comfort level as far as your guys are concerned?
Yeah, I'm sure it does for the kids in terms of I think we all have a pretty good idea what we're going to see when we go over there in terms of offense and defense. Now, the other end of that spectrum is, they took it to us pretty good the first time, and we played them on our home field, and we're going to head over there this time. So, familiarity is good in terms of that respect, but it also makes things a little more difficult in terms of our offense and doing some things that are maybe unsuspecting. They know who our best players are. They know the guys they need to slow down, and we kind of know the same thing for them. So that slows a little bit of the offense. I got a feeling that, the defenses may have a little bit better rein on what's going on this week, and usually that kind of pans itself out in the playoffs anyway, especially when the weather's bad. The defenses start to do a little more damage. So,
well, we'll look forward to it. We appreciate the time, and congratulations on all your success so far this season, and best luck rest of the way.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.